listening to His Time. It is Friday, August 28th, 8:42 Central Time. It is time for Creation Club. Good morning, Pastor Worth.
Good morning, Andy.
Live and in the flesh here in the studio, and it is it's that time of year when all the big yellow limousines are out.
That's true. Do you have little ones going on those big yellow limousines?
We have a little one. He doesn't ride a big yellow limousine yet. He's still in early childhood, so mommy takes him every day. Well, the couple of days that he goes.
Okay.
But no big yellow limousine yet.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of times they look forward to that, actually.
This is true.
Riding on the bus,
yeah.
School bus, everyone going back to school. And, you know, students of all ages are going back to school.
This is true.
Preschoolers, you've got kindergarten, elementary, middle school, high school. And college students, and sometimes that's the most tearful of all, is letting your big kids go home far away from mom and dad, and so it's a challenge always, particularly, you know, as we as Christian parents want to make sure that our children grow in the faith, stay in the faith, are strong in the faith, in the face of all the things that the world throws at them, and sometimes the world throws things at them at school. Certainly in public schools today, there's an awful lot that is taught and said and done that is contrary to the Christian faith and life and challenges children. And, you know, sometimes even in Christian schools, too. I mean, we're all sinners. And
sure.
So even in Christian schools, there's that challenge. Will the teacher get it right? Or what about fellow students? What are they bringing in to the conversation? And so there's many different things that we need to approach. And of course, in our time today, as we think about creation and the Bible and the truth of the Bible and what the Bible teaches us about creation, the fall, the great flood, and so forth, we want to make sure that our kids are not confused about this too. You know, so as we spend our time together today, let's talk a little bit. And since you're an educator, right, in
this
DCE.
Is true. That's correct.
Okay. So maybe you have some insights on this that we can kind of do some back and forth on how can we help parents and grandparents who want to help their children and grandchildren be strong in the faith now that they're going back to school. So I've got some ideas for a conversation as well as some resources that can be helpful to our listeners in that regard. So did you attend Christian school or public school?
I attended public school for the most part, until I attended Concordia University in Chicago as an undergrad. I transferred in as a junior. So, yeah, it wasn't until I went to Concordia that I attended a Lutheran school.
Okay. And I, too, went to public schools. We did not have a Lutheran school in my community where I grew up. So I attended public school all the way through university. I knew already at the end of my high school years that the Lord was leading me towards a pastoral ministry. My pastor was a big influence in my life, and maybe that was the case for you too. I don't know how your upbringing was. I had a good, faithful family. My mom and dad, you know, taught us the faith. We went to church regularly, had home devotions. And our pastors were wonderful and taught us the faith faithfully. But, you know, going to public school, you're surrounded with that kind of teaching too. And so in regard to this whole interest in creation versus evolution, I often tell this story is because of that conflict between what I was being taught by my pastor and my parents versus what I was being taught in a public school setting, that by the time you get to junior high or so, you say, you know, they can't both be right. They don't agree. You know, is the world really millions and billions of years old? And did we come here by the process of evolution? Or is the Bible really true? Were we created by God? You know, was the universe created by God in 6 days? People being made specially by God in His image? Is that the truth or not? And so it forced me to study both the Bible and science, which I'm very interested in, all the more to say, what's the answer? What's the truth? And I'm firmly convinced, you know, that the Bible is completely true. You know, God was there. He knows what He did. And what He tells us about the story of salvation is rooted in the story of creation. So, you know, salvation and creation go together. God created the first Adam, and Jesus is the last Adam who came to, you know, bring salvation when the first Adam brought sin and death. And I'm just so thankful to God that I had that opportunity to study these things and come to that conclusion as God leads us to realize His word is the truth. But that's why I have a heart for this, because there are so many, probably 90, 95% of Christian children are going to public schools.
Sure.
And so I think that's all the more reason that we want to make sure that we help people. And even in Christian schools, sometimes the parents and teachers themselves have not been taught on these issues. And so there's always the temptation to compromise. To think that, well, yeah, we can say that God did it, but really it happened over millions and billions of years and by evolution, because science has proven that, right? Mm-hmm. And so let's briefly talk about what can we do to help families in this regard.
Well, and I think this can also be helpful to the public school teacher who is a confessing Christian as well, to help them be able to address what the curriculum that they are given to teach in their public school setting. I was one of those students who attended a school, a public school, where several of my science teachers were confessing Christians and were required to teach the evolution curriculum. But they all approached it very carefully and approached it as theory only, in which they did not place a whole lot of they didn't place much at all of any trust.
Well, there you go. And I think both for the student and the teacher, you know, the thing is to say, to show I know the material. Mm-hmm. See, and that was something for me, because I was very good in science class and so forth, but I wanted to show the teacher, I know what you're saying. I know what the textbook says. Mm-hmm. So I'm not stupid. I understand this stuff. So I will tell you, this is what the textbook says. This is what, you know, we're being taught in class. I can reflect that back to you. But I don't believe it. And then I guess that comes to the question, what do we believe and why do we believe it?
Absolutely.
And to be clear about that. And so as parents, as teachers, as students, we want to know, what do I believe and why do I believe it? How do we know anything? Mm-hmm. When somebody says, we know this is so, how do you know it's so? For us as Christians, primarily is God's word, right? The one who created us, the one who redeemed us, the one who has made us his own, he is the one who is the source of our knowledge. What we know is like the little song you teach your preschooler, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. So right there you have the source of our knowledge is God's word, Holy Scripture, and the center of the message of Scripture is that Jesus loves me. The Son of God died and rose again so I could have eternal life as a free gift by God's grace through faith in him. Now, why do I need saving? Well, because of sin. Mm-hmm. And well, of course, in our own experience in life, we see sin, but where did that come from? You know, and again, that takes us back to Holy Scripture, which tells us where we came from, how sin came into the world, and how God already, after Adam and Eve disobeyed God, promised the coming of a Savior. So, it's so important to understand what we believe, why we believe it, and to be clear on that. So attending church, Sunday school, and Bible class, reading the Bible at home, teaching the Bible in the small catechism at our home helps us in our own faith, helps us to pass on the faith to the next generation. Listening to KFUO, there's a lot of good programming here. And it's archived. Yeah, people can podcast it. If they can't listen during the day, they can listen at other times. So much that they can share. And this also is good to use, particularly with what, young adults, high schoolers, you know, people who are into the tech stuff and who are at that age where they have the questions. Because as I said, you know, it's by the time you get to junior high and high school that you have these questions that come up. And I guess one of the things we want to say is don't be afraid of questions. Teach your children. They don't need to be afraid to ask questions. God has the answers. He's not afraid of your questions. The Bible is the truth. The gospel is the truth. So you don't need to be afraid of the questions. The important point, the crucial thing is always, where do you get your answers? It's not just a matter of, you know, I've got a question, so therefore God must be wrong because I have a question and I don't know the answer. Well, just because you don't know the answer doesn't mean God doesn't know the answer. Or just because it seems like a conundrum to you doesn't mean that it's a problem for God at all. And thank God there are so many wonderful resources today.
Indeed.
You know, and Answers in Genesis is one of those resources we highly recommend. Answersingenesis.org. You know, they have lots and lots of articles that you can just look them up. You can download them free. And then they also have a store, since they're connected with the Creation Museum. Mm-hmm. They have a store with lots of books and DVDs and all kinds of helpful resources, including homeschooling resources for those who are homeschooling, or things that you might use to supplement your child's learning, whatever school they're in, whether it's a public school, a Christian day school, or if you're homeschooling, ways to help your students. And likewise, when you send them away to college, there are things that you can use to help them. There's Answers Magazine. Mm-hmm. which is a useful a tool that comes out, has lots of articles. They have Answers for Kids, and that's both online. They have Answers for Kids, so you can go there and find things, stories about the wonderful way God has designed animals, like the giraffe, and all kinds of things that you can learn about them. But also, they have an Answers magazine for them, and lots of books and things that are designed for children.
I am looking forward to it. I get to go to the Creation Museum this fall.
With the Lutherans for Life.
Yes,
that's
Lutherans
wonderful.
For Life conference is coming up the end of October, so I am looking forward to going through the Creation Museum. But I think I probably should start budgeting for visiting the store there. I'm sure that they have a bookstore or a gift shop there.
Oh, you mean KFUO doesn't give you your own special account there? They do have a wonderful store, a gift store, and lots of materials there. And so maybe you can, it's October, end of October is when that is, October 30, 31.
Yeah, so payday probably.
Okay, right on payday. And then maybe Christmas shopping. You can do some Christmas shopping.
Exactly.
And there's so many good ideas that you could have there too. You know, there's, here's some videos that I recommend to people. There's Check This Out is the name of a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good, I think, to use like with junior high and high school. It's very, very fast-paced, very short vignettes, maybe 3 minutes long, but it answers questions. Well, it deals like, you know, doesn't science prove evolution? And what about radiometric dating, carbon-14 dating, mm-hmm. that sort of thing? Where did the races come from? And questions like that that people often have are answered in short vignettes, very fast-paced. And then what a parent or a teacher can do is take that, and then after you've watched it, maybe once, more than once, because mm-hmm. it's so fast, then unpack it and talk about what that means. You mentioned going to the Lutherans for Life conference. Dr. David Menten will mm-hmm. be one of the speakers there. Mm-hmm. He's a wonderful Christian man who does an excellent job of explaining human anatomy and things like this, and bringing out both the science, but also the connection to the Bible, and always the connection to the gospel. That's so wonderful that he always brings it back to Jesus mm-hmm. and our salvation in him. But he's got speeches on the seeing eye, the hearing ear, fearfully and wonderfully made, which is about human reproduction. That's totally amazing. And I think that might be one of the things he's going to be talking about at the Lutherans for Life mm-hmm. Convention. Also, three ways to make an ape man. He has, you know, he's got just wonderful things where he helps you understand the science and the so-called proofs for evolution. And once you see this, both the true science and this in the light of Scripture, he just makes it so plain. It's so helpful. There are other things, too, for children. Sometimes people come to me and say, what can we children are always interested in dinosaurs. Are there any Christian books about dinosaurs that would be helpful to put in our church library or our church school library?
Sure.
And there are. And again, at the Creation Museum, you'll find some of these. And one that I often recommend to people is Dinosaurs by Design. It's a picture book for children by Dwayne Gish. And it's very well done. And so there are books like that that you can find that are useful to help with children. For kids who are like in high school, there's a wonderful material by Dr. Carl Werner, The Grand Experiment. He's a medical doctor who actually lives here in St. Louis. And he spent 30 years with his wife traveling the world, going to all kinds of dinosaur dig sites and so forth, doing photography and videography and wonderful stuff where he shows from the leaders who believe in evolution themselves, they admit, we don't have evidence for this, we don't have evidence for that. And he shows with the world of living fossils and so forth that basically the evidence really does support creation and not evolution. And even the evolutionists admit it when you get them in private and look at the collections and start asking them questions. So that's really, he's got DVDs and books that are great. The Grand Experiment with Dr. Carl Werner. And let's see, what else can I quickly recommend in the time that we have here? Dr. Georgia Purdom with Creation Museum has, if you like picture books, lots of photographs. One about the Galapagos Islands, you know, where Darwin went there, and there's Darwin's finches. So she's got a book about the Galapagos Islands with wonderful pictures. That's a good coffee table book. Lots of good resources. So we always want to bring it back to how can we be helpful? You know, you don't want to just attack the school or the attack the
Absolutely.
Teachers. You want to be friendly. You want to be helpful. You want to meet those teachers and greet them and show them that you're praying for them and that you support them. Check out the textbooks when your children bring the textbooks home. discuss them. That, you know, that's the big thing is right. parents need to talk to yeah. their children every single day. When they come home from school, when they're doing their homework, talk with them about them. And if they have questions, say, let's get the answers. If you don't know the answer, say so, but say, mm-hmm. but we'll find the answer. And then talk to your pastor or go to answersingenesis.org. Use those resources and help your children in everything they're learning to come back to the Bible and say, you see, the truth is there in God's Word, and that's what shapes us and our worldview as Christians. What we believe and how we live is shaped by what God tells us from Genesis to Revelation. God created us. God redeemed us. He has made us His own in holy baptism. We belong to Him, and from little on, we can help our children to be strong in the faith, be strong in the Lord, giving them the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
The Word of God, that is where it all begins. That's where that faith, where that strength is found.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Pastor Wirth.
My pleasure.
Great tips. Thanks for helping us out. Parents, you mentioned answersingenesis.org. That's a great place to find a lot of these resources. Thanks so much, Pastor Wirth. Have a great week.
You're welcome.
Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer on His time.